Nate Zekor talked about your off-season strength and conditioning routine. Can you talk about what you did this off-season and how much weight you put on?
So this off-season, it was a bit off-season for me, or just gain weight and get stronger. I gained like 10 pounds. I'm a lot stronger, a lot bigger. So, yeah, man.
So what's your current weight, Nate?
185.
What motivated you to want to focus on adding?
I was just getting a lot, like injury was my big thing last year, or just hitting the ground, or like my shoulders hitting the ground. Body couldn't absorb the contact, so really was just getting my body to physically take the compact.
I know Dolphus said gaining weight for him involved a lot of boring meals and meal prep. What did you have to do to put on that weight?
I really just steak and a lot of protein, like mashed potatoes, stuff like that. I was eating a lot of steak, so. Yeah.
Is that hard for you to do to add weight,
generally speaking, or is it easy? It's a hard thing for me because I got a fast metabolism, so it's really hard for me to keep weight. Yeah. So, like, when I gain weight, I'm really, like, happy, so, yeah.
Nate, you played mostly left cornerback last year. Obviously, right cornerback would be a possibility this year. Do you have a favorite shoulder to defend on?
I don't really. A favorite shoulder, like, which
you like? You like to see the ball coming over one shoulder.
I don't really have a favorite shoulder. I think I'm great on both sides. So.
Hey, how do you feel you've grown the most this spring compared to where you were, even maybe at the end of last season, just your growth as a player?
I feel like my growth as a player is, it's grown a lot. I mean, from especially as last year. Like you said, like last season, I mean, I don't feel like I was like really a pro yet. Now I'm getting like really like how to be a pro now. So I feel like now like it's gonna pay off.
Nick, the team bringing in Malachi Starks in the draft. Now you got Starks, you, Hamilton, Humphrey. How do you feel about the prospects heading into this season of this secondary?
I feel great about it. I feel like we're gonna come out fast. We're going to come out fast. We're going to come out like everybody expected us to come out.
How's it been working with Chuck
Pagano? It's been great. He's like one of the Hall of Fame coaches, coach Hall of Famer. So, I mean, it's great picking up knowledge and everything he knows about the game. So, it's great. I feel like him coming in is going to help us and continue us to grow as great players. The main thing he came in was focused on me about was just my press. He was like, just get my hands on, since I'm like probably one of the fastest guys. So he was like, get my hands on receivers, shoot my hands, because I was can really like run in the receiver in the league. So.
Nate, new quarterback in the division with Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. Curious how much forward you're looking to facing him, and I'm sure you'd like to get a pick or two.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great to get a pick on A-Rod, man. Probably a Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, it's great facing him. I mean, yeah, I really thank God, yeah.
I know he wasn't here today, but DeAndre Hopkins. What's it like to see him on the other side of the field? I'm sure he's a guy that you probably have watched grow.
Yeah.
Now that you're on, what's kind of your thoughts when you see him on the other side?
I mean, it's amazing just because we both went to Clemson. Uh-huh. We both like know like the Clemson style. We both like he can come to Clemson a lot when I was there. So I mean we got like a lot of connections. And I mean it's great. I know he like 12th year in the league. I mean yeah, man, it's great going against him. He could teach me a lot of knowledge. So yeah.